Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Hampton here. Hey, first of all, we got to say thank you to everybody that came out to our 10-year anniversary.
Yes.
Man, we didn't get a chance to say it on the last episode because we had Nipsey Hussle up in here. Shout out to Nipsey.
Yeah.
Giving us a great-ass interview. But got to salute to everybody that pulled up to Delicious Pizza on Sunset. Just so many fucking faces that I ain't seen in a long time. So many people that have been supporting from day one. Hey, did you think it was going to be a bust?
No, I was saying thank God that I ain't seen a bunch of them motherfuckers in a long time.
You don't fuck with people like that?
I fuck with them, but not DJ Escalade.
Damn, he mixed for us, dog.
Fuck that. Not DJ Artistic.
Shout out to the homie Artistic.
No, really, I'm hot because Escalade did his thing.
They all rock,
and Artistic got on there and made us all look stupid. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Artistic. Those that listen to us that's not from L.A.,
yeah.
If you don't know who DJ Artistic is, make sure you get a bar.
For sure, man. It was basically a gang of people, man, that for the most part just showed us love and God damn it, Moses. Shit. This nigga Moses over here.
Yeah, man. Well,
all up in the videos.
Yeah.
All up on the stream. But shout out to everybody that came out to the Homegrown Radio 10-year anniversary and shit. He just left me hanging and shit. Nah, it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
What's up with it?
Much love. Well, shit, God damn it, he's up in here, man. Let's talk to the homie.
What's up, fool?
Filthy Rich up in here, man. You know what I mean? Bay Area, stand up. Go and grab that mic, bro. Right there.
You right there, yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
But yeah, quick shout out to everybody that supported the Homegrown Radio 10-year anniversary.
It was amazing, man.
Salute to the homie Mike Ross. Just real quick, the reason why we did our shit over there with Delicious Pizza is because Mike Ross had this little bitty company called Delicious Vinyl back in the day.
Wow.
Really rocked out hard for the hip hop scene.
Absolutely.
And they stay putting on for the LA hip hop scene. So
started off a lot of careers too, man.
It was only right we did that.
Absolutely. And his brother named Rick, right?
And shout out to Rick Ross.
Rick Ross.
When I found out his name was Rick, I was like, "See, your name is Rick Ross." He's like, "Yeah."
I know a lot of people get that shit.
But he's a white boy, so it was interesting.
Threw it all off. But again, once again, shout out to everybody that came out to the 10-year anniversary of Homegrown Radio, rocked it. And you'll be seeing a lot more footage going up in the next few weeks. Just everybody that popped up and said what's up. It was a good time, man. In the building with us right now, you know what I'm saying?
In the building.
Bay Area's own. Filthy Rich, what's going on, man?
Yeah, we in here though.
Appreciate
y'all for having me.
Appreciate you pulling up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, tell me this. Now, you come from the Bay. I know, like, the thing is, like, whenever people drive to and from the Bay, it's always an argument on what's the best route. The 5, the 101,
Keep it real, it depends on the time.
It depends on what time you go.
Yeah, it depends on the time. Like, I used to have a spot in L.A., and I used to always jump on the 101 that night. After the club.
Got you.
And take it all
and
away.
Straight down. So
straight to the house.
So you float or do you abide by the rules and
I'm trying to get there.
Allegedly.
I'm trying to get there.
I'm trying to push.
Got you.
I'm trying to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now Sim God is available right now.
Yeah, Sim God in stores right now.
Now how does it feel this go around to put this product out? I mean, you've been doing things for a minute, bro. First of all, what's your approach when you put another body of work out at this point in time? You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's my approach?
Yeah, what's the approach this go around?
Being in tune to what's up to date, always doing it bigger and better than the last project.
Only reason why I ask that, because you've been doing it for a minute. So do you get into the mindset of before putting out music, like you think of a different approach, or you make the music and kind of dictate how you market it later on?
Once I figure out what the album cover and the name of the album, I just get to pushing and building the brand. But it ain't like no different. Approach
or anything like that.
No, I just push.
Do you think that, because I always notice, like, when I talk, I know a lot of, matter of fact, 40. Mm-hmm. 40, where I just got off the phone with him. They sent us a bottle of brand new Slurricane.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, tell Filthy I said what's up, you know, what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but anyway, like, the relationship between the Bay and LA, like, I noticed, like, it's definitely improved over the last, you know, 7-8 years or whatnot with everything going on. But do you feel like there's still a divide as opposed to like what's going on out there versus what's going on out here and vice versa? Because I know a lot of artists from LA, we shoot up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We go out there.
Come up here.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know,
people feel away about
to,
that.
Bridge that gap and build that buzz so it's more of us coming up this way. Like, I'll be up here. I know Mozzie be up here.
Yeah, Mozzie full through.
I think SOB be up here.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's becoming bigger and better. But It's just about having, I think I needed, just needed the right people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That that LA can tune into and really vibe
tap
to,
in, yeah.
And be able to accept.
Because I think the culture
Because LA is not just one of them accepting cities like that.
True. Fact.
So,
meaning that, that people out here don't accept or
don't accept like outsiders.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't just that easy. It's different. Like I'm not talking about like Hollywood or whatever. I'm talking about like LA.
Exactly.
So.
Bruh. I'm
glad you
okay.
said that. I'm glad you said
let,
that.
Let me hold on. We got to let's touch on this because I just had this argument for two times in a row. I got into it briefly with this chick named Jules, right? Mm-hmm. And the thing was, she was like, LA's whack, this and that. And it's like, but you only in Hollywood and you only going to the weak ass. You're not really tapping in.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, that's why our shit's still over here. You know what I mean? Like, this is the city. Yeah. So, do you notice that as far like as well when people go to the Bay, it's like I want to go here. It's like, bro, you're not tapping in.
Really,
though.
The Bay don't really got no monumental spots like that that people like visit.
The tourist shit though. Visits.
Yeah, just downtown San Francisco.
Right. What I'm saying, people still do the tourist shit. People go to hit the film up. People hit the, you know what I mean? Like
San Francisco.
Yeah, said, exactly.
That's,
really
it, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's really not a big music scene also like that. Like how we can go to Hollywood and they got like 10 different clubs, 10 different artists.
I see what you're saying. A club scene.
Yeah, it's no.
It's a big
scene
music
like
scene though, because the Bay.
No, ain't no labels out there. Ain't nobody getting signed from the Bay.
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying we.
Everybody get, rap. Right. Everybody do music, but it ain't like ain't no eyes on it.
I'm gonna keep this all the way real with you. Yeah. I done been on a few national tours. I've been to 46 states, bro. Yeah. And that independent hustle, most of these artists get their game from y'all.
Yeah.
Talking to Daz last week.
We
said the same thing.
I was talking to Daz. He said he got all his game from the Bay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, JT.
Yeah.
The Bay Area are the founders of the independent hustle.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all put y'all shit out. Yeah. You go out and get it. And the thing is, like, everybody copies y'all shit. Master P back in the day. And I think, like, y'all
sometimes
set the-
some people want to do bigger and better things. So that come, you know, it could be a win-lose situation. You know what I'm saying? Because they might just know them. Or they'll be all right. They're going to do that independent. They don't want to. And want the major backing on the major push of the machine behind them.
Right.
From the past, you know what I'm saying? So
the new project, mm-hmm. right? Going into a new project, is your mind state, because I always ask artists this, it's different processes. Do you go into it with like, all right, you listen to the beats first? Do you have concept first? Do you write it first? Then apply it to a beat? Like, what's your process like?
I just get a beat and just, like,
so you hear the music first?
Yeah, so how I am, like, I don't do 100 songs and pick the best 15 and then have 85 lingering around and can't put them out till 6 months later, and then you still record within that 6 months. So now when it's time to drop the next tape, that 85 is old to you. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I feel like I'm going to do, if I'm going to put 12, if I'm going to put 10, I'm going to put 15, I'm going to give you the first 10, the first 12, the first 15.
Wild.
And that's what you
do. Damn. So it ain't no wasted hard drive.
There's no scrapping nothing.
You like in a Michael Jackson.
So the homies couldn't drop a double disc. If you decide to hang it up, the homies ain't got a double disc.
If they got some music with me, a song that they
features
never released.
Or whatever, right.
All that's the music I got is released.
Damn.
And I got like a few joint tapes coming out, mm-hmm. but they all done already. So it's like I don't really. Probably one song.
Are you serious?
That hasn't been like
scrapped.
That's crazy, bro.
I just shot the video for that the other day, so I put everything out.
Why is that though? There's nothing that you like feel.
That got to be a method to the man. He not wasting no.
Nah, that's what I said. Like there's nothing that you feel like.
Everything
you know, that's for
sale.
People
or,
get. It's low attention span, so it's like okay, this album came out last week.
They gonna ask for another one.
That shit gonna be hot for like. Money too,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And on to the next, because there's so many people that do music,
right?
So it's like, I don't got time to be holding on to this. I'm trying to, you know, trying to feed the streets. So.
And you never know what people are gonna like. Like yeah. You may love a song, or yeah. you may hate a song, and your fans may gravitate towards it or not. So I mean, I think that's a good philosophy.
Yeah.
But a lot of people also say like quality over quantity. Like, what's your mindset over that?
Maybe if I was signed to a label and they wanted to do it a certain way, like, okay, we're gonna put this album out. Promoted for 6 months, tour for 6 months, and then that'd be something different.
Kind of calculated.
Yeah, but right now, man, I'm just bypassing everybody by just outworking them, gotcha. And, you know, creating, keeping the buzz lit.
Now, is a deal something that you're looking at right now? We just seen obviously Nipsey signed, you know, with or did a partnership with Atlantic. Yeah. You know, he's been obviously doing the whole independent scene. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Working his brand up to get the situation that he got. Yeah. Is that something that you're looking at too, trying to partner up with the label? Or you, I mean, you good
I'm,
doing?
I'm not. I wouldn't turn it down if it's the right situation.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean.
When you say
you're trying to take it to the next level,
gotcha.
When you say right situation,
yeah,
like design your ideal situation.
Really, it really. I know most people think it's about the bread.
No, that, freedom.
The
whatever.
Bread gonna come. It's. I got. Yeah, like you said, control over the project. A priority.
Nah.
Priority.
You don't want to be the seventh man on a totem pole type
you
shit.
A lot of these rosters, and it's like 85 people. Yeah, on
a lot of people.
Totem
there's
pole.
A lot of people that was signed years before they ever came out.
Red.
True.
And so if I go sign right now, they're like, okay, well, you need to stop rapping. You rap for some odd years, and we're going to drop a tape in 3 years.
It's like, come on, that don't make no sense.
You know what I'm saying?
But see, I noticed that. Now, let me ask you this. Say just randomly you were to be on a label right now, right? Yeah. A label come with the right situation, right setup.
You got the label, FOD.
And, no, I'm saying, I'm talking about a partnership, right? So they set you up, and it's the ideal situation. Yeah. And then you sign up for it, and then they change their mind because you know how that shit go. They changed. So
they breached their contract.
Exactly.
So you're talking paperwork. About paperwork.
Yeah.
Straight up. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm, what kind of label are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, that's like.
Major label. Like,
right. Major.
Y'all breach your contract, that's y'all problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. If I got control over everything, then that won't happen.
And when you. Now, I read that you have, it says something like over 40 projects, right? In what, 8 years or some?
I started releasing. My first tape came out, like iTunes and stores, 2008.
Damn,
40 fucking projects, bro.
Probably more than that.
Over 40.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why. Okay, so when you, so is it a quality thing? Like, do you when you say you go in and you make. Say you make 12 songs, 15 songs, whatever it is, right?
See what it is. It's a lot of tapes with different people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of
collaborative
tapes.
Shit.
Yeah, because like I got Sim City Money Man, like the episodes, that's up to 4. Hood Rich up to 4. Neighborhood Superstar 4. That's 12 right there.
So it's not hard for you at all.
No.
And is there a situation where you don't like a song or don't like a project? Like what happens when that happens? When you record some shit, you go in there,
I've never had
finish it, you always like it.
I mean, even if it might not be as good as the next one, I'm still going to give it to you because I might not like it, but somebody else might.
Very true, very true.
So I don't really care off the criticism about what somebody else really think. Mm-hmm. So I rap for myself. I don't really rap for your opinion, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm me, you know what I'm saying? So I do this because I want to do this, you know what I'm saying? So if you don't like it, cool. But
somebody else is going like, yeah, and somebody else going. And the thing is, especially with you putting it up as early as 08 on iTunes, somebody going to click buy on that motherfucker. You understand?
And you got the catalog.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, not even just the catalog, really the whole package. A lot of these rappers, they be rapping about shit that they ain't done, ain't seen, ain't got.
There's a level of authenticity that comes with you
because
I've been around for a minute. And at the most recent song,
it ain't even too many rappers like doing videos in their neighborhood.
Mm. Touche.
Like,
hey, is that important to you?
Of course.
I'm talking about like going back to your neighborhood, touching the people.
I've never left.
I'm talking about like as far as like say you come in and shoot a video. Like I'm talking about that type of stuff. Like
it's a regular that I'm near.
Gotcha.
It's not like
because a lot of like you said you want to move on to bigger and better, but I don't know what that means.
I mean, even with the artists that have moved over to bigger and better, they was always a lot of them still in their neighborhood. The ones that was able to do that, but. It's not like I'm a stranger. You get what I'm saying? It's not like I just see dude last week. It's not like they don't know my schedule. It's not like they ain't on the road with me. And it's not like, you know what I'm saying, I'm not tuned to what's going on. So it's not like I pull up, oh, filthy out here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what you doing out here? Nah. You know what I'm saying? I'm always.
It's regular.
Yeah.
Another day at the office.
Another day.
Now, as far as branding yourself, right? Because you already established and whatnot. But what's something else that you might want to venture into? Because I noticed like a lot of artists get into merchandising.
Yeah.
A lot of artists. I mean, some people are going the tech route.
We doing the merchandise. I just dropped my own strand of weed, Killzone Gelato 59. I'm gonna do the English Bulldog breeding. clothing, everything. I mean, I'm saying nothing
that you've touched already. Just something that's ambitious.
I got some movie stuff on the way. I got some TV stuff on the way. I got a few things that we're working on.
Now, were these things, you talk about the Strand, the Bulldogs, the merchandise, the movies, are these things that you learned to get into over the years? Or this stuff
I always loved dogs. Always smoke weed.
Gotcha.
I always been fly. You get what I'm saying? When I was able to obtain my own money.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just a culture right now.
How is it? Walk me through that process of creating your own strand of weed. Like, what's that?
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
I mean, the weed like that I was buying from the store really was that I was in tune with was a gelato, the 45 and 41. So. My neighborhood seminary, the numbers is 59th.
Oh.
So, like, everything I do, like, for my albums, everything, I represent the hood, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go with the gelato because they got the number on it also. Mm-hmm. So, I just added the 59 to it. You know what I'm saying? But Killzone, that's the name of my neighborhood. And that was the name of one of my albums. So, Killzone, Gelato, 59.
Gotcha.
So, but when you do that, you partner up with somebody and they do the research in terms of the type of strand and all that.
How hands on
are you with that process?
I'm hands on with everything. Like, yeah, I make sure it's the right thing because it's gonna represent me.
Exactly.
So I don't want nobody having no bad weed. And
right.
That shit ain't good.
Yeah.
I've been having all good feedback from it.
That's dope.
Shit can't stay on the shelf.
Now, what's one thing people don't know about 50 Rich that maybe you don't put in the music or maybe you don't put it out there
like that.
And you just don't want people to know. Not in a bad way, but just like, yeah, shit.
What they don't know?
Yeah, what they don't know. Like, we just talked to Nipsey. He said he's in astronomy. Like,
yeah, he loves astronomy.
He's a nerd on that tip. You know what I'm saying? What's something that most people won't know about 50 Rich?
Shit. I had got kicked out of high school, Oakland Tech, like at 16.
Damn, for what?
And my just rebelling, no father figure in my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I actually got kicked out of the house the first time when I was in third grade.
Get the fuck out of here.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
He said it all. Matter of fact,
man,
you know, like, that shit ain't nothing, though, to a real one.
I was talking about the job course shit, though, but in third grade, I had to go live with my teacher.
What? You live with your teacher?
Yeah, so from, like, third to fifth.
So, like, your mom's kicked you out? Grandma, like...
Mom's.
She had enough of the bullshit.
She had five kids. She ain't had no nigga around, and I was the oldest, so I was just rebelling, hitting house licks, the people coming to my house, like... Your son stole.
It
was just, I caught my first case at 11 in San Leandro, beating up white boys, taking their bikes. You know what I'm saying? Had to go to juvie and pay the fines and do all that. Like, I was just in the streets, like, period. Going to, it's a place called Durant.
Uh-huh.
We used to ride our bikes up there and, you could try on the clothes.
Yeah.
We'll put the curtain over us and
be gone.
Put on like five pair of basketball shorts and run out past the curtain, past the owner of the store. Like, just getting into a whole bunch. Cause I was hanging around some kids that had older brothers, like 18 and shit. So we'd be at the house and they got bitches running around the house naked.
Damn.
And you exposed to this.
So you being exposed to that?
I lost my virginity at 9.
At 9?
Yeah.
I think that's the earliest one I've heard so far.
Yeah.
You too?
Yeah.
Moses like, yeah, me too.
Moses said he lost his at 9 too.
Yeah. 9, but you got to think about it. Like, even kids right now to this day, they like, when they in that atmosphere,
you're going to be
advanced.
About everything.
You were hyper-exposed to shit.
Advanced. So I was an advanced kid. Like, I was... in tune to everything. Like,
so what, at what point did you, like, because you seemed like you picked up a lot at a really young age.
Yeah.
At what point did you, like, all right, let me start applying this to my business, like, at whatever it was, in the streets, music?
I had my second son.
There it is.
And one of my, somebody from my hood had got killed, and Homicide had came pick me up because they knew I was there.
Damn.
So, and they were just telling me, like, well, the way you going, if you don't change it up, like, I know your daddy wasn't in your life, you ain't going to be in your kid's life.
Wow.
You might want to break that cycle. So I was just trying to, like, damn, what else could I do?
This your second son? Or you had
my second son.
Or two sons.
Two boys. So this is when he was born. So I'm like, man, I got to do something different. Like, I'm living on the block. I'm staying on seminary. I got stairway. I got four-way search clause. I'm on... probation, all type of shit going on. We beefing with the niggas up the street, police heavy in the hood. So I'm like, man, I gotta do something. So I decided to start rapping.
Just like that?
I mean, I wrote my first rap right there.
Damn.
Like, right then and there?
No, like on the block, I wrote my first rap on the,
okay.
Them, you know, you just put the 40s in. The
yeah.
Little
yeah.
Bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of them. It was a rapper that came to the neighborhood to do a photo shoot. And they had used my guns in the magazine photo shoot.
Wow.
But I wrote my first rap and rapped it to him there when he came over.
Damn, that's a.
But now, see, now that the reason why it makes sense now. Yeah. Like, you see, like, you just saying that kind of opens up a lot of different shit, right? Yeah. You said somebody that was from your neighborhood came to the block. Right?
Nah, he went from my neighborhood.
Okay, so he wasn't, even more, he wasn't from your neighborhood.
Yeah, but he used the barbershop for a photo shoot.
So using the environment, using everything, even down to the guns, for his shit.
Yeah.
So that, to me, that shows a level of non-authenticity right there. You know what I'm saying? So that's
I wouldn't take that from him, see what it was. See, one of his friends was from the neighborhood that did music, not rap, but did music. So that was like his...
But see, my thing is that it reinforces what you're about at that time. Yeah. It's like, all right, that's cool for him, but I know for me, this is my life, and I'm gonna overexpose everything that I do. You know what I'm saying? Down to the T.
Yeah, of course, because I mean, some things you got to take pride in.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm saying? And that's one of them. Especially being in the music industry, there's so much fake shit going on. Niggas getting beat up, robbed, all type of shit. And I just feel like it's how you carry yourself. Mm-hmm. Like I done been in. I went to this jewelry store before over here across the street. We put over here, you know, over here before. Like, I've been in the city of LA.
Got you.
Like, shooting videos. Like Sloss and Swap Me, buying jewelry.
Right.
Got you.
Like, shit, Inglewood in the hood. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
We've been dropping niggas off late at night in the jungles.
Right, 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 right.
So.
Not to just like.
No, I get you.
Not to just glorify that.
Right.
But I've been through that.
Right.
And I know how to carry myself and handle myself because I've been through that where I'm from.
Mm-hmm. It's, so
you adapt to the different surroundings when you in different elements.
I noticed that too, like traveling. And I know you make your rounds and whatnot, like you were saying. But I noticed that, like, when you come from that element, everywhere you go, there's always a mutual respect of that same element.
Because I give respect.
Exactly.
I don't get out, act bougie. I don't, like, I was in Detroit, and that's one of the most known, you know, one of the dangerous cities, like, for a week, like, snowed in a trap. Literally, like, in a trap. And then got Draco and him at the door. All my jewelry, I'm buying clothes. I'm with some east side niggas. We on the west side at the mall.
Out of pocket type shit.
Outside in the snow. We riding around in a Sprinter. We doing all type of shit. Mm. But it's just how you carry. So I was just out there shooting a video with some artists out there. Atlanta also. You know what I'm saying? I just went out there and shot a video on Bankroll Freshhood. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had no security with me. You know what I'm saying? Just showing love. You know what I mean?
I think that when
what you know is who you know sometimes.
I think that when it's genuine, people you could pick up on it. It's kind of like, I mean, I don't want to venture too far down that rabbit hole, but I was having this conversation with about authenticity. That's my main thing. Like, I don't like shit that's not authentic.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to be...
I got a song and a video called Authentic.
Huh?
I had a song and a video called Authentic.
Right. Authenticity is everything as far as me, like your character.
Yeah.
All this, but see, like, and the thing is, when you talk about shit like that, the main part about the conversation that you might have with somebody from a different place or a different Detroit or Atlanta, whatever, it seemed like the same conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you was to talk to somebody from Detroit and you in the trap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice the similarities between? I mean, the geography is different, obviously.
Like the hoods?
Exactly.
Of course.
Yeah, it's the same lingo.
Really keep it real. It's like them our brotherhoods, like different states and stuff. Like, because, like, people be checking the murder rates and like, how much the same we are. Because it's a lot of Detroit artists that come to the Bay.
Yeah.
You feel me? And kind of the same thing with them. It ain't too many that go out there. Like how you said, it ain't too many come to L.A.
Mm.
But... it's crazy because I'm one of the ones that come to LA, one of the ones that go out there also. You get what I'm saying? But a lot of people not able to do that.
Right. Now, a lot of people can't move around like that at all.
Now, you mentioned after your second son and the whole situation of like kind of waking up, so to speak. How do you now pass that message on to the youth that's coming up that's maybe into the same shit that you was into at that age? Like, is it something where you try to teach them that lesson, or kind of, do they have to kind of bump their head and figure it out themselves?
I mean, if I got like a relationship with you and we know each other, because the Bay is kind of standoffish also, to where some niggas being a, you know, got too much pride to ask somebody for help.
Because
I guess they just, you know, they want to figure it out themselves. But the people that do reach out and they ask for whatever advice, I always help them.
Got you.
But real shit.
If it's to press up some CDs, to get a video done, let them open up at a show, whatever it is. It ain't one nigga around me that's asked me for something I denied them.
But I'm saying, like, if somebody's, they don't even have to be doing music, but if they fucking up in the streets, right, or just fucking up in general, you can just see that the path that they're going may not be, you know, it's only going to lead one way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that would have to probably be somebody from my neighborhood
that you know.
Or whatever. Yeah, because I don't really know what niggas do in their hoods if I'm not from over there or be around there. But, I mean...
But is that like an overall message that you somewhat try to preach, or you just kind of leave that alone? Like, hey, it has to be a case to case scenario with the individual person. Or
no, I let them know, like bro, you ain't fucking up, like bro, you getting high too much, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, cause there's little niggas in my hood that want to rap too,
right.
But some of them don't take it serious.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I tell them, like, you know what I'm saying.
That's what
but
you gotta do.
I don't necessarily just preach the best message,
right.
But I do my part. Like I do turkey giveaways and backpack giveaways in my hood.
Gotcha.
So that's a message right there. You know what I'm saying? So
back.
Always, you know what I'm saying? Like, always promise, you know, made a promise to myself, like not really on some mad shit, but like watch, when I get to where I need to be, watch, I'm gonna do this, because I see what the other rappers didn't do.
Yeah.
I see what the other niggas didn't do. You know what I'm saying? Like even when I said, if, you know, if I ever get a deal and able to sign other artists from the Bay, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely,
I'm gonna really do that. Like, right. I don't see nobody doing that. Like, it's just, it's little different shit that I would change, you know what I'm saying, about how people do things, but I can't knock them for it. I'm gonna just do me.
What are your thoughts on, like, because, like, not necessarily posers, but you know, like, how where somebody will be somebody. Have you ever looked at another rapper and it's like, oh, he talking about the shit I did, but you know it's not authentic. Does that bother you, or you don't care? You don't give a fuck.
I mean, it don't bother me until you try to step in my lane and go against me. Then we're going to check your resume and figure out what's really going on.
It's going to be a conversation.
Right,
it's going to
happen. Conversation.
Yeah. You can, it's because there's a lot of faking going on that I know nothing about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A lot of people across the world, songs I haven't heard or videos I haven't seen, I know nothing about. But once you come at me, or you step in my lane, or come at somebody that I fuck with or something, then we're going to figure it out. Because that's what these rappers do nowadays.
Yeah.
They're popping. Yeah, look who in the room. Mm-hmm. Oh, that nigga hotter than everybody here. I'm going to say something about him.
It's like a
reply, and then I'm going to get popping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a strategy that these fuck niggas and came down to, look, to get popping now. But we gotta be it. Before I reply to you, got to be somebody.
When did you realize that shit? Because I know, like, just being somebody that, you know, of a certain character, right?
Yeah.
As a man, you know what I'm saying? You don't want your...
That's what be fucking me off, my my manhood. Like,
right.
It's different, because I be like, man, I ain't gonna say nothing, I ain't gonna do nothing, I ain't gonna post nothing.
You just keep saying shit.
Hot.
Yeah.
Because the simple fact, I remember back in the day, like, I put a video up and a nigga read it. Say some bad comment, I'm ready to go shoot nigga mama.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I had to realize, like, you can't bring the street shit into the rap shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Then I had to realize, like, damn, this might be a nigga in the room with me on the computer hating.
Yeah.
You never know who it is.
Right.
That's why I don't read comments. I don't get in tune to all that. I give it to you. If you don't like it, fuck you. I'm not worried about if you like it or not. It's people that do. Because if they didn't, I wouldn't be booked. I wouldn't be selling. I wouldn't be one of the hottest niggas in the Bay right now.
I wouldn't be doing that.
So I don't really give a fuck about your opinion. And then also, if everybody like you, something wrong.
That's I be trying to tell people that.
I'm not here for everybody.
When did you learn that lesson, though? Did it
came over due time.
Over time. Experience.
Just different shit. Me being locked up and niggas not there. Me doing music and niggas not showing up to videos, or me doing shows, and it's just all type of shit. You get what I'm saying? Just life experiences that I had to deal with. You get what I'm saying? And plus, I've never been a stupid nigga, so I've always been on top of my shit. Like, you could ask the older niggas in my neighborhood, they always like, you gonna do something. You get what I'm saying?
You said you went to Oakland Tech. I mean, shit.
Yeah, I went to Oakland Tech High School in Fremont.
Now, okay, so looking back at like,
but that didn't make me smart. Right. Yeah.
No, it's knowledge in streets and
all right. Hallway fucking bitches and shit.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Allegedly.
No, I would. It happened.
He's like, no, I'm claiming that.
Shit was years ago.
That happened, bro. That happened.
Now, when you look back at all the quote unquote mistakes that you made, obviously, yeah, there's one way of looking at it as it turns you into the person that you are, yeah, right?
Of course.
But do you look back at it and say, damn, I was wild and I shouldn't have done that? Or
nah,
do you say, okay?
I don't have no regrets because it made me who I am now. Gotcha. I'm happy with myself right now. Gotcha. So if it didn't kill me, it made me stronger. So gotcha. I can't, only person that can tell you your life is God because it's already planned out, but I can't be mad about what I went through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As long as I ain't do no stupid shit.
Right.
Like, I ain't ever just did no dumbass wow, shit like yeah, that. But, you know, nigga was in the streets. It's common. It's niggas in the streets now. Yeah. It's people growing up without parents in their life now. That's just life. I mean, I can't be mad about that shit.
I got a two-part question. Right, you mentioned Pops. You ever have a relationship with him? Never
yeah,
met him?
Yeah. I ain't had no. I met the nigga when I was 11.
And so you didn't meet him?
Nah, I met him, and that nigga tried to give me a whooping.
What?
All these years?
I was grown.
It's like, come on, 11. Man.
And you had lost your, you had had sex 2 years before your pops tried. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, put that in perspective. You had sex 2 years before your pops tried to give you a whooping.
I got kicked out of school. Well, after, what, that sixth grade when I got to Amherst, mom tried to send me to go meet the nigga after I caught that case. So, bam, I go out there.
Like, he can talk some sense into you now.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Talk to your son yeah, that you don't fuck with.
Got into a fight, and, like, I threw the nigga off my back, and he hit his head on the face.
The little brother.
Yeah. So, Pops tried to come in there and slap me.
In the face?
Man, yeah. He tried to slap me, right? I'm, like, fall out. Like, man, what you doing? So, like, man, this his house. Nigga, I didn't ask you. I'm out.
I don't want to be here anyway.
And I jumped on a Greyhound. Mm.
Where'd you go?
Back to California. He stayed in New Orleans.
Oh, you jumped on a Greyhound from New Orleans to...
I caught a bus to my auntie's house first, and then she took me to my granny house, and then he came over there with the police, asking the police, at the police at the door, because him and my granny don't get along at that time, so they asked me, like, who you want to go with, her or him?
Damn.
Because he didn't have no custody of me. Right. I just met the nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just came right back.
So after that, have you had any interaction with him after that over the years?
Yeah, it was cool. His mom passed. I went to the funeral. And then keep it all the way 100. Father's Day, I don't remember what year it was, a couple days before, a nigga had called me for like 400. And my phone.
Are you serious?
So I'm on the road, but I'm like, all right, it's all good. He told me it was for my brother. My brother in jail. So it was for him. He needed to pay a ticket or some shit. So I'm like, all right, send me the bank account information.
You shot it to him?
Nah, he never sent the bank account information.
He couldn't, yeah.
So then he like, send it Western Union. I'm like, bro, you're going to charge me like 100 to send it.
Right.
So I call his wife. So I'm like, hey, he want me to send him like 400. Send me your account information so I can put the money in your account. So I guess she tell me like, oh, that nigga lying. He trying to go to the racetrack or something.
Are
like,
you serious, bro?
I never even told him that she told me. So I still was going to send it to him.
Bro.
Even though she told me.
You a good dude, bro.
I was going to send it to him. But I was going to cut him off after that.
Oh, okay.
Because I was going to be last for him. Like, all right. But I wasn't just, sometimes you don't always got to show your hand. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? 400, went nothing. I'm like, all right. I think I'm going to lie. Okay, cool. So he called my phone, though, flashing. Like, bitch ass nigga, you ain't my son.
What?
Happy Father's Day. I told him, I'm a happy Father's Day. Bitch, if I die tomorrow, I'm cutting my funeral. That was the last time I talked to him.
And is that like a few years back?
Yeah, like probably like 3-4 years.
Wow. That's crazy, bro. Yeah. That's crazy as fuck.
But that go to show you, you get what I'm saying? But that shit don't do nothing to me, though.
Right, yeah. That
shit don't do nothing to me because the nigga never was around.
Anyway.
You get what I'm saying? So they go to show you that, you know, for 400, you
bought somebody's character.
Come on, bro.
Here's the thing, though. I was having this conversation, right? How do you feel about the concept of you choose your family? Because I preach that when I go to schools and talk to kids and stuff, and people with that kind of energy, yeah, you don't need that shit in your life anyway.
Yeah.
And even though, like, blood don't make you family.
Yeah.
It's people that put their life on the line for you that's not necessarily blood related to you. So I feel like, how do you feel about this? Do you feel like similar, or do you not agree with that?
I agree with
the concept.
Because it's a lot of people that's in my family that ain't related to me. You get what I'm saying? So it's some people I wish was my daddy.
You know real what I'm shit.
Saying? Or my mama. You know what I'm saying?
Like Oprah.
I done been in households and niggas got their mom and dad in the house. You know what I'm saying? And brothers and sisters and shit. Like I ain't had my own room until I got my own house.
Wow. Oh, because it was five of y'all. Or yeah, four of y'all.
One of the other siblings, she stayed with her daddy, actually out here in LA. But my sister only one had her own room. I shared her other room with my two brothers.
Man, you know what? Like, I don't know if you do it too often, but your story is like rich in content, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that your story is like a lot of us people of our people can relate to that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that it would benefit you a lot to like really start sharing that a lot. Like, I'm not sure if you do or you don't, because you seem like reserved.
Some people don't ask, so I'm just going to it.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying on your own accord. Like when you do your turkey giveaways, grab a mic.
Yeah, I know. I talked to him.
Give him a ball. You know what I mean?
I talked to the people. I've done it. We ain't do it this year because they wasn't in there. But I've done that before.
Because I noticed that.
But I don't just volunteer in the shelter and this is right. I don't just do all that. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like we having a real conversation right here. That's why it's coming out.
But I think it's beneficial to like our the people that watch us, the people that want to do what you do, the people that from the neighborhood that want to be Filthy Rich, the people that want to be Chuck Dizzle, or you know what I mean? Like, and anyway, that's crazy. But I do want to tell you this. Yeah. I have this thing called Heads Hit List every week.
Yeah.
And I put out songs that I think at iHeart or whatever, right? So I put out songs that I think are the shit.
Yeah.
And I got this song in an email. It's called Right Now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I went crazy. Mm-hmm. I came up here. I'm going over there. Yeah. I talked to PK. Listen.
This don't like nothing.
Either. I don't like shit. I don't like nobody.
How
or
you
no
don't
me.
Like nothing? You in radio. You can't be.
Just that.
I just don't.
It's just one of them things.
It's just one of them things.
You a DJ. You don't like nothing.
But I didn't come. I'm not. See, the thing. They fucked up and let me in.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not from that.
Because it's so much bullshit.
I'm not from that world. You know what I mean? Like. I'm kind of different. Like you guys, like talk to PK and other people about it. But like my thing is like my whole thing is that song is hard, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I heard it, I'm listening to it like okay, I can fuck with this shit. But then I noticed you had the features on it too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something? Do you prefer now? The song would have been dope with just you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that? He's like, yeah, I know. Do you feel like that too? Because I'm like, I was listening to the song and I heard the features. I'm like, okay, the features are dope.
To keep it real, and then come across songs like that all the time. It might have had hotter songs like that before, but they just wasn't tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
The feature just came about me not doing nothing with them yet. And that was a song. Like, when we did that song, I was in the studio with Gucci Mane and T.O. was on the hook of a different song. Mm-hmm. So, like, bro, what's up, man? Get on something. That's what the beat I had at that time. I pulled it up. They both liked it.
But your shit is like the true definition of organic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, pull some shit up. All right, let's do this.
PK had sent me the beat already. I had it. That was like, I said I only got one other song that I haven't put out.
Yeah,
that was like the next thing I was working on.
Yeah.
Like the next song.
And Trax did that shit.
I'm like, so you like this shit? Yeah. And liked it.
I didn't
have no time to go through no Zay Tovin email.
You ever put out a song and wish that you didn't, that was just to the face, just by yourself? Like,
nah.
Are you all?
Because either way it go, I'm going to get paid for it. It don't matter.
Well, I'm just saying, you know how you got those songs? And be like, man, I could have took that one off. Like,
I mean, because if it's like that, it might have been somebody else's shit. Because if it was mine and I'm feeling it, I'm going to just do it like that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let it go anyway.
Yeah, but I definitely.
I usually hear an artist on my shit. That's when I get a feature from.
Let me go real quick. Do you do the color shit? Can you see the music, the colors and shit?
Well, first of all, do you produce music as well? Okay, so a lot of producers say that they actually see music.
When they listen to music, they see colors. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Oh man, that beat sound yellow.
I ain't never heard that.
What you talking about?
Okay, all right. So I'm not, we not crazy. Yeah, they crazy.
Pharrell crazy. Terrence Martin crazy. Yeah, who else said that shit?
Definitely.
What is?
Have you seen Pharrell?
What is? Them niggas getting real high.
Yeah.
Getting real money. And they making real beats.
Yeah. Man, they getting real drugs.
Yeah. I said that first. Right. Yeah. They getting real high.
They getting pharmaceutical. They getting real shit money. With labels on it.
And they getting real high, real money, and making real beats, man. And they paying for that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's a different kind of high.
I think people can tap into that shit because you got people that just say they see auras. Like, I'm not one of them motherfuckers, but somebody would walk in, like, oh shit, you had a brown aura around, you had a blue aura.
Oh,
around.
Oh yeah, I heard that shit too.
Third. So I think the music is similar to that, but you are right. There are people that be tapping into some other drugs. And
I'm thinking that shit weird. I'm just be honest with you.
We all got the same 2 eyes.
He's like, nah, I don't see
might
that shit.
Some blurry around. He might just be too high on some mushrooms or something. Yeah. I don't know, man.
So Sim God available right now. Mm. Got what 12 tracks on there. We were just talking about that. We were also talking about how organic your relationships are with people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And one of them, we listened to that Gucci track, right? Yeah. First of all, what's your relationship with Gucci?
I know Gucci from the past. We had did a record before, me, him, and Scooter. Mm-hmm. I met him in Seattle. Somebody had booked both of us on the same show. Mm-hmm. And met him through Coach K. And after that, not too long after that, I don't think, he went to jail or whatever. But when he had got out, he was in Miami with somebody I knew. And then we had just relinked up.
Now, whose idea was it to flip the bitch I might be?
Actually, keep it real. I had that beat already.
Wow. What the fuck?
So I was gonna do that to
you. How many beats you got in your pocket right now?
None.
He's like, I got the beat on me right now.
Wait, I had called Zay. I was gonna do it to the neck.
Okay.
I was gonna do it by myself.
He said, let me just.
So it was an incident that happened with SOB, that somebody tried to like mix something up, like mix up a conversation.
Okay.
Basically, what happened was somebody had a song with SOB on it. I didn't know who they was. Mm. But the person that had the song with SOB, he wanted to do a feature with me.
Okay.
So I'm like, I was going to do the feature with him, and I was going to do it for free, but I'm like, let it just be me and you. I'm doing it for you. Let's just be me and you.
I'm doing it.
How I do it.
I'm doing it for
you. If I'm going to do it for you, I don't need to be other people on the song, just me and you. This your song, I'm doing it for you. So he more focused on, nah, bro, they popping. They do this, they do this. And I'm like, I haven't heard of them, bro.
Right.
I don't want to do it. But somehow it got misconstrued to them that I was hating on them.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because I don't know if he had me on speakerphone or he told him.
Some bullshit.
So I had that beat. It ended up getting back to me what happened. So I get on FaceTime with T.O. I'm like, lil bro, I just told a nigga I haven't heard of y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't nothing against y'all. I was just telling him.
Just being honest,
just telling him.
Just being real.
If he wanted to do a song with me, and I do that with everybody. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that with you. Like, just put me and you on a song. Right. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to have 5 niggas on the song.
Especially if you're doing it for free.
Yeah. So, that's what I told him. And then me and T.O. hollered on the phone. Like, it's good, big bro. We fuck with you. I'm like, man, it's all good. So, I tuned to that shit. I sent him that beat. Wow. I already had the beat. So, I'm like, I was going to do it to him. I'm like, put a hook on this for me. So he put a hook on that. And then when I had talked to Gucci when he was in Miami, I still had to be with the hook.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, am I you fucking with this? I'm like, yeah. Jumped on it and shot the video.
Damn.
Because I would imagine with that particular track, with that song being as popular as it was, like that he would not necessarily feel some kind of way, but just like, all right, let that song be that song.
It ain't the same beat. I had Zay Tovin remake it.
Gotcha.
So it got a couple of different sounds in it, but he respected it.
Yeah,
and that's big because I understand what you're saying. He could have been like, "Nah, I ain't doing that shit."
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's my old shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But he respected it.
But it goes to show the relationships that you guys have as well. And I think that's what I was kind of circling back to is like how these relationships that you have, it ends up circling back and working in your favor because of how genuine you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there something real quick I want to touch on because I know y'all got to get up out of here. But I'm looking at the features, right, on Sim God, and I'm noticing a theme. And I ran into this before. I only asked one other person this before. Do you feel like certain you only rap or put people on your projects recently as of late, like that you've been more consciously and aware where you doing your thing, right? Do you people that you can relate to, that you can fuck with on the same, not necessarily the same level, but the same theme or the same temperament?
I fuck with people on my shit that I can relate to.
Bet. That's what I thought too. Yeah.
Yeah. That. Not necessarily a fan of, but can listen to their music and
it's a mutual respect.
Yeah,
because I'm noticing it's Gucci.
Why would I have somebody on my album that I don't fuck with?
Well, not necessarily. You know how some people would do a something like you know a manager would talk you into, or he said we ain't having that.
I'm not saying.
He was trying
I'm
to talk saying, me to go to the club last night.
He ain't fucking.
If I don't want to go.
You're not,
I'm
not fucking
going.
With
yeah. I'm talking about. So, you know how like
I would have rather just did the verse and gave it to that artist
and let them do their own thing with it. Got you. Not bring them into your world.
I'm thinking like you know how you do the politics song.
That's some shit to that's like some sellout shit. Like
got you. Because like, I'm looking, you got Dolph, Dirt, Lucci, Bankroll Fresh, you know what I mean? Like, you got the guys on here.
I fuck with all of them.
Mozzie.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. So, you said you'd be willing to give it to them for them to do
No, I said that would be something that we would have did for that for them, like, if they wanted me to get on a record. But I don't really fuck with that person like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not in it, like. Like for no gimmick or whatever, like, oh man, it's the hottest person right here. I need him on
authentic.
So I can, so I can take off and blow. Like, you gonna feel me for me. If okay. you don't like it, once again, I don't give a fuck. You
so what if it's somebody, right?
I love that.
And I'm not gonna throw no names out there. I'll just leave it at this. It's somebody that you don't fuck with.
Yeah.
But they come with a bag.
Yeah.
You doing
that'd be a feature for them.
To be a feature for them. So but yeah. that how does that put your
it's happened before.
Damn, so how do you, that's what I wanted to, how do you?
You just go in and lay it like it's a job or?
I go do
the money is the money.
Bad.
Got you.
I get paid before I go in the studio or however they do it or if they send it and I do it over the phone, send the email back, whatever. I haven't been in the studio, niggas I don't fuck with. They pay me.
That's really, that's dope that you can really segregate the
but
two because it's how you eat, you know what I mean?
But see, other somebody might be looking into that and say, oh, that's sellout.
Nah, that ain't no sellout because I checked the situation before I even did it. Like, it was a situation, you know, from my neighborhood. Nigga from my neighborhood, he had artists, you know what I'm saying? And he wasn't a fan of Filthy, but he really was.
Awesome, yeah.
He really was, but he was a hater.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
On the low.
So nigga come, man, so what's up? What we got to take to do this? I need this. You feel me? So made him boss up. Because he didn't want to pay the price at first. That was really the real beef.
Got you. He thought he did. He felt entitled to it.
Yeah, because by you being from my neighborhood. No, nigga.
That's not
for
how
one, you're not my peer. For two, I stand on something. For three, you're not going to do nothing or make or force me to. Like, can't nobody tell me. You know what I'm saying? If I decide to do it, like, okay, say if one of my OGs I fuck with, like, I need to, can you, my daughter wants you to do a party for her. I'm going to go do it.
Easy call.
For free.
Easy man. Call.
You feel me? But you're not one of them niggas like that.
Yeah. I don't fuck with you like that.
I don't fuck with you. We don't kick it. We don't hang out.
There's no reason to.
We don't represent the same thing.
You're not going to come hand out a turkey.
Yeah, like, you're not coming to the charity basketball events. You're not coming to no shows. You're not my partner. You don't got no FOD chain. I don't fuck with you like that. And you from my neighborhood, I need what I need. Okay, you got it? Cool. Bro, let bro count it out, bam. Get in there, do the verse, I'm gone. Ain't no hanging out, no nothing. I don't want to hear it after I'm done. I'm do the verse, I'm gone.
So you're not showing up to the video, none of that?
For the chicken, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like that, though, that you, because a lot of people let the bullshit get in the way of how they eat,
now,
bro.
Now, if it was, but that's kind of different, because that really wasn't like no. We didn't.
No
we,
problem.
We didn't have like no diss tracks out against each other like that. Like something like that, nah, that won't work.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a couple niggas that have made songs, whatever. Like, we can't even be in the same place.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So, that would be selling out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
like, mm-hmm. Be publicity stunt. Like, you're doing it like, nah, bro, if we tripping, we tripping. That was never like, that was in between the neighborhood.
Gotcha.
Shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
Inner. But I'm just saying, I mean.
If I'm beefing with somebody.
Don't discount.
Which I don't got no beef with no rappers. If it was and you wanted to call me for a verse or something.
Do this though. Take the credit though. Don't discount the maturity in that.
Yeah.
Because you had to go through a lot of shit to get to that place.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that a lot of people let.
Yeah, because I already knew from the jump what type of person he was, and I already knew what he was on. And I knew why he was mad. But he had no reason to be mad because I worked to get where I had to work, where I get to, not you. So you gonna feel like I owe you something because you from the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? But I don't owe no nigga nothing.
Hey, do you notice that not just with people in your neighborhood? Yeah. Just let's venture outside the neighborhood. Just family members that might.
Of course.
Like, everybody feel
like
entitled.
I told you, I went through a pops.
Yeah, yeah. People just feel entitled.
My little brother a couple months ago, and then he hit me talking about, man, shoot me like 4 pounds.
Excuse me?
Like what? Like, bro, I don't. You sell weed? Like, wow. I don't got no pounds for you, bro. You feel me? Oh, bitch ass nigga, I'm gonna break in your house.
Oh my gosh.
Knock you out, rob you.
Hey, he was in the home like, for real? Like,
I'm like, I'm here now.
Right.
Pull up.
Like, I'm here now. Like, you know, it's crazy. You know, niggas get mad when you tell them no.
Super.
You get what I'm saying? You could tell them yes a million times, tell them no, they upset. But it's a bit, like, at the end of the day, like I said, I don't owe nobody nothing.
So, let me ask you this. Last thing.
Yeah.
I was talking to Top Dog, TD, right? Okay. From out here. And we was talking about our numbers.
Nigga don't know you talking about.
Huh?
We
were talking about phone numbers, right? Mm-hmm. And he has the same number from when he was in the projects. I got the same number. Chuck got the same. We all got the same number. You know what I mean? And he said something it was kind of the realest bar I got from him. He said, hey, niggas who change their number don't know how to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And coming from this conversation, which you just had, you obviously know how to say no.
No, but I change my number a lot. Not necessarily because of that, because I tell niggas no in the pen. I tell people no all the time. But like I said, I've been doing this for a while, but just now I'm really starting getting organized with it.
Taking it so serious.
Yeah, so I just got management and shit. So at first I was doing everything myself.
Mm. Everything?
What's that transition like for you? Is it easy for you to?
Versus everything myself. So I should be talking to these niggas off my phone.
So everybody had your number.
Is it easy for you to relinquish the responsibility for other people to do now? Like, you used to doing everything yourself. Is it easy for you now to say, okay, look, you handle this?
Yeah, because apparently you had to trust somebody to be able to do it, but it just took it was like $40 every time I changed phone number. I used to have it prepared already, ready. Damn. After I
set this 40 aside.
Hey, listen,
put this 40 aside.
Phone him on it. Oh, bro, you really came and did the video in the hood, bro. You did the verse, bro. I'm like, my nigga, I'm asleep, bro.
Like, oh,
brother, it's a show. Can you do it for this? Can you do it for that? I'm like, bro, I said what I'm, you know what I'm saying? Oh, bro, we gonna send a deposit today. Don't send it.
Don't.
Texting them back like, what's up? Oh, man, we gonna go with this person. All right, just back and forth. The nigga hit you a year later. Oh, what's up, bro? We trying to book that show.
Price went up, bro. I done dropped two projects.
Now that nigga mad because now you acting funny. You get what I'm saying? So it was more of that. It wasn't about not telling niggas no. Like, I tell niggas.
And what's Filthy Rich's favorite place to go other than home, obviously?
Favorite place to go?
On some travel shit. Just, it could be on the road, doing business, not doing business, leisure.
I fuck with Miami. I like Miami.
Yeah.
Business out there or just to get away?
Nah, to get away.
Gotcha.
And Collins, fucking around, Fountain Blue.
Mm-hmm.
I like the city, though. I've been to the hood in Miami, too, though, but I'm talking about, like, you know, downtown Miami.
And when you go on the road, we're talking to somebody. When you go on the road and you come home, what's the first dish you gotta have when you get back to the crib?
First dish, I fuck with my nigga Claire's Kitchen. He my chef out there in the Bay. He be cooking for me. He usually be doing lobster and shit. You know, I be eating big.
Oh, you eat extravagant. I gotta fuck with you. I gotta come pull up on y'all. Yeah. I'm a fat boy. I like to eat.
Yeah,
so
I be calling them. I'll be back tomorrow. Yeah. Whip it up. Pull up to the house with the shit, though.
Now, what's one thing that you got to do before the year ends? I know we coming up to the end of the year.
Before the year ends?
Before the year. And if you've already set that in place, like you've already released a project or whatever, like anything that you want to do, let's say within the next year that you want to make
1 year from today.
1 year from today, what's one thing that Filthy Rich want to make sure that you knock out, whether it's a goal or try anything that you want to do before the year ends, within that year?
You talking about anything. This month?
No, just anything within a year.
From 1 year today.
The question usually is before the year ends, but it's only a month away. So within a year, what would you want to do?
Shit, really, it just probably have to be something with one of my businesses. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just make
start a new one, or
just take the ones that I got right now, you know, to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And get shit popping. Because I already know, like me myself, like, I'm my biggest brand, you get what I'm saying? So I know once I get behind something, what it's going to do.
Mm.
It's just the beginning part, just finding everything out, how to do it. And then once you get the hang of it, it's like a kid riding a bike. At first, you're going to start off on training wheels.
Yeah.
And about a week or two, I'm taking them off, be hitting wheelies.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just that process in the beginning. So that's what we're focusing on right now. But by the end, just seeing how far I came with that shit, You know what I'm saying? Because that's the shit that's going to count.
Gotcha.
Hey, bro, look, we appreciate you coming. I know you came a long way, but, like, on some real shit, solid to solid, I really want you to, like really start speaking more, bro, because you got a testimony, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and you could really impact some real lives with your shit.
Yeah.
And not just through the music. I'm talking about just even a one-on-one conversation. It's a lot of people that you could touch like that.
Matter of fact, this part, you started rapping at what age? Was it 11?
No, at rapping?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah, that, he was having sex at 11.
You're right. But no, he was at 7 and 9. He was having sex at 9. He stopped fucking with his dad at 11. You know what I'm saying? His levels of the shit.
He's like, no, it was 9.
I met him at 11.
You met Pops at 11. But no, when you wrote that first rap on
the
paper bag.
That's when I had my second son.
And what age was that?
Shit, he finna be 12, so 12 years ago.
Okay. So at that age, just remember where you were at when you first started, right? Because there's somebody right now that's looking at this, that's listening to this.
That, they look up to you.
That look up to you. What would you tell that filthy rich now?
Shit, just stay down and it's gonna come. Yeah, that's my whole thing. Like, my whole thing is just believing in yourself and being yourself. Like, so when you get up and wash your face in the morning, you know you're not trying to be nobody else. You're not on your phone looking at the nigga new video or the nigga new song trying to rap. You feel me? Following his pattern and shit like that. Because a lot of people that do that want to be copycats. Being yourself is more respectable than anything, because you want them to accept you for you. Not for, oh, man, that nigga sound like Future or that nigga sound like Domingos. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because there's only one of them. They you might get a hot song, but they ain't really gonna take you serious because these niggas already took that lane. So, so just be yourself, believe in yourself. Even if you hear no, you get what I'm saying? And what I used to do was keep it real. I used to have a calendar, and I used to mark everything on the calendar what I wanted to do.
By a certain date?
Yeah, so like this week I press on my posters, next week I do my flyers, next week I do my CDs, and I just grind to get it done.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? This week I'm going to shoot a video, and then my calendar used to be like that, and flip it over. Like, it was like one thing every week.
Wow. Setting them goals, making it happen.
That's dope, bro. Yeah, so real shit, though.
Sim God available right now, man. Going to support that. I know you probably have another project out within the next couple months.
2 days.
You know what I'm saying?
Next 2 days.
How it goes, man.
He gonna make one song and drop one song.
And then
he gonna make another one and drop another one.
He ain't throwing away no shit, man. Filthy Rich, we appreciate you coming on through, man.
Appreciate y'all.
West Coast.
Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, and we up out.